is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After New York Times report revealed that the Federal Bureau of Investigation probed whether U.S. President Trump worked for Russia, the president responded to that accusation. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
He refused to directly address it over the weekend after a New York Times report that law enforcement officials started investigating in 2017 whether the president was working on Russia's behalf against U.S. interests. He said he was not.
I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question.
And he went off on the former FBI and Justice Department officials involved in the investigation.
Known scoundrels.
The president's also calling special counsel Bob Mueller's Russia probe a whole big fat hoax. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the Russia investigation is expected to take center stage this Tuesday during the confirmation hearing for William Barr. That's President Trump's nominee for Attorney General.
Barr will tell the Senate Judiciary Committee that it's, quote, vitally important that Special Counsel Robert Mueller be allowed to complete the Russia probe. Barr also is expected to say that it's, in his words, very important that Congress and the public be informed of the prosecution team's findings. Barr is trying to reassure Democratic senators troubled by his past comments about the investigation. Last year, he sent a memo to the Justice Department criticizing the probe. Mike Hemp in Washington.
House Republican leaders removed Congressman Steve King of Iowa from an agriculture, a small business, and a judiciary committee over a series of racially charged comments. That move occurred Monday late in a day that brought condemnation for the veteran lawmaker from both sides of the political aisle. The fallout stems from an interview published in the New York Times last week in which King lamented white nationalists, white supremacists, Western civilization. How did that language become offensive? This is VOA News. Six major polls show that half or more Americans hold President Donald Trump and his Republican Party responsible for the partial government shutdown, although Mr. Trump Monday told farmers that the opposition Democrats in Congress are squarely responsible for not providing the nearly $6 billion he wants for a border wall along Mexico. According to a Quinnipiac University poll, 63% of American voters support a Democratic proposal to reopen parts of the government that do not involve border security while negotiating funding for a border wall. Meanwhile, as AP's Jackie Quinn reports, the shutdown has impacted key services and agencies, including the Food and Drug Administration inspection.
The head of the Food and Drug Administration says about 150 employees are being brought back unpaid to conduct inspections on some of the riskier food items that are sold, things like cheese, produce, and baby formula. He says routine inspections had been briefly halted as a result of the partial government shutdown. The FDA oversees packaged foods and produce, and it has continued inspecting imported items and monitoring for any food poisoning outbreaks. Inspections for meat, poultry, and eggs are done by another agency, the Department of Agriculture, and those have been ongoing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A Chinese court has sentenced a Canadian man to death on drug trafficking charges after his previous 15-year sentence was determined to be too lenient. Now, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is responding.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau blasted Beijing for the conviction of Robert Lloyd Schellenberg on drug offenses. He's accused of attempting to smuggle nearly 490 pounds of methamphetamine out of China in 2014. Schellenberg claims he was framed. His lawyer says he's likely to appeal the ruling. Late on Monday, Canada's foreign ministry updated its travel advisory for China, warning citizens about the, quote, arbitrary enforcement of local law. Ties between China and Canada turned sour last year after the arrest of Meng Wanzhou, an executive of Chinese tech giant Huawei, at the request of the United States. China's subsequent detention of two Canadians was labelled as a tit-for-tat reprisal by Western diplomats, though Beijing has never drawn a direct link between the cases and Meng's arrest.
Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Britain's parliament votes Tuesday on the withdrawal agreement that Prime Minister Theresa May's government negotiated with the European Union. May cancelled a previous vote in December when it was clear she did not have the votes. Reuters is reporting that Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, whose 10 votes British Prime Minister May relies on for majority in the British Parliament, confirmed Tuesday that it will vote against her proposed Brexit withdrawal deal. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.